May all beings be happy and know the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from fear and the causes of fear. May all beings dwell in equanimity and never be parted from true joy, from true joy, from true joy. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Hi folks, Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network. This is podcast number 3 from our series about the next step in human evolution. This podcast is titled Tools for Evolution, the Vajra and Nada Yoga. But before digging into details, I want to review the basic premise and objective of the Diamond Light Network. So, we invite you to consider the possibility that the next step in human evolution is to activate the human heart. And we do this so that we as humans can fully embody our spiritual nature and higher awareness. Now, we all know what I mean by the human heart. I'm not talking about the physical heart, nor the heart chakra, but about that place in our being that is the center of love, truth, spiritual connection, and courage. We are taught this heart is not real, that it's kind of a mythical, poetic metaphor. But I believe, and this is the key, I believe that the heart center is the most powerful and transformational resource in human existence. By learning about and activating the potential of the human heart, we can rapidly evolve to become a more enlightened human species and create a more peaceful and collaborative civilization. So our prior 2 podcasts have explained more about this evolutionary concept and the nature of the heart. But today we are going to move into more inner teachings about some tools to help awaken our hearts. The first is the Vajra, or the pure radiant diamond light. And the second topic is Nada Yoga, which is the yoga or the union through vibration and sound. So the Vajra. In Tibetan Buddhism, the Vajra, or pure radiant diamond light, clears the mind of perceptions that obscure our awakened nature. It helps us embody the primordial purity of our ultimate unfabricated reality and recognize that we are each an inseparable part of the jewel net of the universe. The Vajra, or diamond, manifests as pure light floating in a sphere of omniscient awareness, which is our pure innate nature. So the well-known Tibetan mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, translates as the jewel in the lotus. The jewel here is the Vajra diamond that is in each of our heart centers. It is that seed of pure, luminous awareness that is surrounded by many layers of lotus petals that protect the jewel and keep it pure. As we chant the mantra, the petals of the lotus begin to open, so the jewel or diamond in our heart begins to shine and our heart wisdom begins to awaken. These are ancient mystical Vajra teachings intended to open and activate our heart light. Vajra is the Tibetan name for that seed of light in our hearts. In other traditions, it has other names like the Christ light, the Gayatri light, the Sacred Heart, the pure light within, the seed of divine consciousness, the seat of the soul. All of these are speaking to the spiritual potential that is in the human heart, waiting to be awakened and activated. The Tibetan teachings on the Vajra are from a 7th century mystic named Padmasambhava, who brought Buddhism to Tibet. He's also known as the Vajra Guru, which means the teacher of the Vajra. There is a large body of teachings in Tibetan Buddhism called Vajrayana practices, which are intended to activate this Vajra heart light. Amongst the many schools of Tibetan Buddhism, the Vajrayana teachings are called the speedy path because they activate the heart wisdom faster than other spiritual practices. These practices involve chanting, visualization, and transmissions that help one begin to activate the Vajra light and embody higher levels of awareness. The beauty of Tibetan Buddhism is that it merges the pure light teachings of the Buddha, the heart of perfect wisdom, with the mystical shamanic practices of ancient pre-Buddhist Tibet. This fusion generates a faster activation and direct transmission of our luminous nature. We each have a Vajra diamond light in our heart, and these Vajrayana practices offer a kind of magical, speedy vehicle to awaken it. As my teacher, the Venerable Dhyaniawahu, says, wisdom mind is like a diamond. It is indestructible. Wisdom mind is not away somewhere else in a mountain. The seed of it is within. And so, like the one who is polishing a stone, with our practice, we are polishing our view, our speech, and our actions. So the second topic of this talk is Nada Yoga. This is a term drawn from the Hindu Vedic teachings. Nada means vibration or sound. It is really referencing the primordial wave forms that created the conscious universe as we know it. In science, it's called the Big Bang. Others say in the beginning was the word, which was a sound. Some say the first song of creation. But nada, as vibration, also includes what we call music, singing, chanting, and the deep power and wisdom of sound. Yoga, it's a word everyone knows, but yoga literally translates from the Sanskrit as union. So yoga is not just asana. Yoga is about practices to help us achieve union or connection with the universal life force and our divine nature. So nada yoga is about practices of vibration and sound that help us achieve union with our primordial awareness. The phenomenon that we call music is really a vibrational wisdom that is connected to the primordial creative force of the universe. Universe means one sound, universe, one word, one sound. So this power of vibration kind of explains, you know, rock star luminosity. Those people who embody the primordial creative force of music are imbued with a divine-like presence and magnetism. The power of music awakens our hearts. It connects us to the universal flow, generating bliss and body electric activation. While our music has been very commercialized, digitized, stylized, and monetized in our modern world, the basic primordial power of vibration is still there. This is why people love music. It is a connection to the real flow of love light energy. It connects us to the real nature of the universe while we are still living in this strange, illusory, three-dimensional world. So I mentioned that the Vajrayana teachings include chanting. These are ancient chants from the shamanic traditions that are encoded with certain vibrational transmissions of the Vajra diamond light. The chants can bring us out of the illusory confusion of our three-dimensional reality and connect us with that pure Vajra wisdom. This is part of Nada Yoga, the secret power of chanting sound and vibration to awaken our hearts. Some of you may know that I play a set of tuned Tibetan healing bowls. I have been told by my guides that the pure energy field created by Tibetan bowls is very similar to the pure Vajra light. The bowls are from an ancient Himalayan healing tradition. They are hand-hammered from seven special metals by families that have been making them for generations. The bowls are made to create a very pure and luminous sound field. The primordial sound of the bowls takes the mind into deep meditation very quickly. But more importantly, the pure Vajra energy field resonates the pure diamond light in the listener's heart. Resonance. Resonance is like when playing a note on a guitar string, that strings of the same note begin to vibrate with it. So the vibration of the pure Vajra energy in the bowls actually resonates and awakens the pure Vajra energy in our hearts. This is the nexus between the Vajrayana practices and Nada Yoga. It is how the chanting and the Tibetan bowls create a powerful transmission and activation of the luminous wisdom in our hearts. So, this is all as explanation of the gift that I have been led to, the music of Radiance Matrix. This is the music of my project with Tibetan bowls and chanting. I've been doing Vajrayana chanting since 1982, as taught by my teacher, the Venerable Diani Oahu. These practices have been a great gift in my life, helping me remember the pure light and wisdom we all innately carry. The Tibetan bowls and Vajrayana chanting of Radiance Matrix combine to offer a kind of magical gift to others to receive a transmission of the Vajra wisdom and have their own Vajra heart light resonated and activated. The Nada Yoga of these sounds and vibrational emanations offer an immersion into the pure land of your heart and your soul. They help us remember who we really are as beings of light, as luminous beings of radiant awareness. My newest album, it's called Sound Temple, has recordings of the core Vajra practices that I do in concert that offer this diamond light transmission. Listening and chanting with these recordings, along with doing the basic visualizations given in the diamond light activation process, these are simple but powerful ways to activate your own heart center. So I thank you for your time and consideration of these ideas. I encourage you to talk about these concepts with your friends. Begin to engage the reality of your heart center. Feel it connected to the heaven and earth and the four directions, that you are an inseparable part of that jewel net of the universe. This can help us all begin to realize the reality of the heart, to undo that culture of disbelief that tries to disqualify it, and really engage and evolve to awaken and become the evolutionary being that you and all beings can. There is more information and other resources on the Diamond Light Network website. I thank you again, and we offer this wisdom to bring forth benefit for all beings. In closing, I would like to offer these words of affirmation that have come to me as a way to connect with my own Vajra light, the jewel in my own lotus heart. And you can use these words too as a way to connect in. I am the jewel in the lotus. I am the light in the dark. I am the pure, shining essence. I am the bright, shining spark. I am the seed of love's wisdom. I am the blossom of the flower. I am the jewel in the lotus. And now is my hour. And now is my hour.